You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
The Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth, broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. If you were supposed to be at work at 8 a.m., you're late. I don't care if it's 13 seconds, 15 seconds, 18 seconds. You're late. Co-signed by Nurse R.N. Kawanda. Shay Shay Foo Foo. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. They late.
Technically, you got 30 seconds to get in there and click in. Go ahead. Hurry up.
That's not true. That's not true.
That's true, because it would be 8 a.m. and 37 seconds at this point. Yeah. 20 seconds, y'all.
So that means that you are past the 8 a.m. mark.
No, go ahead, because it's still within the 8 a.m. mark.
You lose your job. Lose your job.
You good.
Listen, Bailey, we don't need any other disorder. We already got people that are taking advantage of.
It's not disorder.
But Bailey said.
I got your excuse, y'all. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, your excuse going to still be with your pink slip. I'm just trying to tell you.
Wait, Dwayne said, good morning, beautiful people on my radio. All right, I'm late. Dwayne, I got your excuse. Don't worry about it. I got your back.
Okay.
If you need one.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to write you one via email.
You get one more, the next one going to be pink. Be like, oh, we got a slip for you.
Pink ain't a bad color. I'm sporting pink this morning.
Yeah, well, in the workforce. In the workforce, a pink slip is not good. When the staff has security and other people waiting to remove you, say, just leave everything where it is, you're out of here.
We'll put
it
in
my picture with my kids, you know, and none of that. But yeah, we are setting ourselves up, in my opinion, people, to where it's martial law and things like that, people who were against it are going to start having second thoughts about it, because it's too much. Because you're taking people that we know that we're not trying to blame things on mental health if it's not something that we know that we may be dealing with. But this can create that. When you got PTSD and all of this stuff, all of the things, Bailey, that does mess with your mental. But these people, like, if y'all want to really see stuff like that, y'all should go to a college of your choice for 7 years and become a doctor, become a surgeon, because that's what you're dealing with, guts and all of that, living organisms, you know, watching a heartbeat as a, you know what I'm saying, while you're trying to save. Go do that. That's what you want to do?
Yeah.
Go do that. We got Al, who held on through our break. Thank you very much, Al, MKE. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear about, and I'm sure, unfortunately, you probably saw some of the insensitive videos that are on social media, not just Facebook, but all facets of social media. What's your truth?
Well, my truth is we have a mindset of a bunch of ignorant people, and that is what's hurting us. Now, when it comes to our community, everybody has the free will not to act like a monkey in the cage to who got loose. Furthermore, if you take away all these slumlords over here, majority of your problems will be gone, because a lot of times them people come from the slumlords who have all them evictions. If you hold on some of that Section 8 and rent assistance, that will also be gone too, because people who don't work, 9 out of 10, their kids is going to be all up and down the street. Furthermore, it opens the door to gentrification. But they start by bringing in the poor whites and the rednecks. That's why they're burning their garbage in some of our neighborhoods. Also, we have to change the politician of the zip code, because you know and we know people move when it comes to working class whites. It's because it's black people, they feel you accustomed and you're used to it. But if it's anything that deals with whites, they're going to be on it like flies on dookie. But we got the free will to change what's in our neighborhood, but we got to get the deplorables out, and it's already coming. The issues we're dealing with in our neighborhoods is the mindset that came from England that's given them that ignorant mindset. And I don't care who get offended, including your seniors, because some of you raised them bastards. That's why they in the neighborhood doing all this stuff. And furthermore, Atkinson and Titonia always been a drag strip
along with going down Keith, because I can recall seeing a bandit say a vote for me when it was cars flying up and down the street. So that's why we're dealing with this stuff. But we all have the free will to do better. Kick your kids out the neighborhood, get rid of that Section 8 and the slumlords, and this inner city will look just like Glendale. Have a great day.
Thank you, Al. Bailey, what's your thoughts on what Al had to say?
He has several valid points, but I don't think that we'll be able to get rid of the deplorables. they're here. What are you going to do? Where are you going to send them? Where are they going?
I have a place.
Where?
It's called Annihilation Island.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Listen, and I'm saying, like, and I'm talking about the ones that are committing these crimes. They're habitual criminality repeaters. They've been given opportunities, and they flaunt that like it ain't nothing. I'm out on a bracelet for attempted murder, and I'm going to murder somebody else while I'm out on the bracelet. And then you give them another bracelet while they're still fighting the charge of now a homicide and an attempted homicide.
Now you got two bracelets.
Listen, Annihilation Island. Some things we just shouldn't have to deal with. So I know to other people, yeah, that's extreme, but it's real. I'm just saying I'm sick and tired of people who are given opportunities. A lot of times I hear some people talk like our community is not given opportunities. They are. You know, poverty is not new. The word ghetto is not new. The words of talking about we don't have enough housing, we knew how to work together. We would take in family. Like when I was coming up and I ended up making it home from my foster home, you know, there were so many people that my mother would end up letting move in. They can stay in the basement. They can stay in the attic. They can, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You know, my parents took in many foster children as well.
Well, yeah, but these weren't foster kids. These were just people that didn't know where to go. Nah. And they took
in lots of foster kids. Yeah. We had lots of them.
Yeah. So as far as, you know, having a community that knows how to work together when things aren't going right for people, we got people that know how to do that. But now what you have is abuse, lack of respect. You know, you say, hey, look, I'm down on my luck right now. I just lost my job. And, you know, if you could allow me to move in with my girl, my wife, or, you know, my kids, we'll probably be here a few months. I just got a new job. You know, once I stack my money, you know, I'll be able to go ahead and find another place. And we say, okay. Now, back in the day, a lot of times that really actually happened. They ended up, you know, getting a new job, finding a job, got their money up, and it was cool. Now, you got some of those people that say that, you know, I just need a place to stay for a couple of months or a few weeks. They going out buying weed. They going out buying alcohol. They trying to invite people to your home with an alcohol drug party. I'm saying they doing all of the things, and it's like, how the hell are you saving money? I thought you were saving money. And here it is, 6 months later, that same woman with her kids, that she's not having respect your home. She don't clean up behind her kids. Her kids don't clean up behind themselves. And they eating up everything, and she not even contributing with her EBT card. We're going and buying at least groceries. They're using all the hygiene products. They're using, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they got the front part of your house looking filthy. They got an odor now emanating from your home that you never had. But then when you put them out, now you become a Facebook stat. Now they have to, that don't make no sense. Your own sister put you out with your three kids. I got her nieces and nephews, and she don't just put us out talking about we ain't helping. I be helping with the house. Just because I ain't gave her no money because I'm trying to get another job. I had one, and then I lost it. Listen, You can miss me with that. And K-M-E-A.
Okay, what's that acronym for?
Kiss my entire. Apple sugar sugar.
Apple sugar sugar.
So you miss me with that bull sugar honey iced tea and kiss my entire apple sugar sugar. Because, listen, you are taking advantage. And then some of them bring pets. They don't clean up the dog poop. They don't. You get what I'm saying? Even at the dog poop in their own yard.
Now.
It's real. Y'all better call in and let Bailey know that I am not making any of this up.
I'm not saying.
It's not real. It's crazy. And these people still want you to try to support them and then try to make you seem like you the villain when you call out Captain or Mrs. Captain Obvious. Like,
listen, I know that these things happen, right? Mm-hmm. I know that this scenario happens. And when I come across ladies that are like that, I try to encourage them to, it's like I had a friend, mm-hmm. and I think I told you guys this before, mm-hmm. and she was complaining to me about her quote unquote man that was at the crib, you know. He was over there. He had invited some of his friends over there. She had just bought groceries, right? Mm-hmm. And he over there drinking her drink, eating her food, and her kids ain't even ate. And he parlaying at her house with his friends, right? And I told her, this is what I try to encourage when I come across these situations, because I told her, you know what? This wasn't necessarily encouraging, but... I told her, I said, look, you know what? She said, mm-hmm. what? I said, you like it, I love it, you must love it. She said, why? I said, because he's still at your house right now, as we speak,
mm-hmm.
drinking your drink, parlaying with his friends, eating your food that you bought for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you here with me. And he's still there, kicking
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And she got so mad, mm-hmm. he got put out that afternoon. And she moved forward from there. She learned a lesson from that. And, you know, these other ladies, I just want to encourage you and let you know, hey, you're not there to support him. He grown.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
He may be down on his luck or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But he should be trying to help you. It's like there's an etiquette to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about the etiquette when we come back.
Yeah.
I keep getting caught up by these breaks, y'all. We'll talk about it when we come back.
But these breaks pay us.
I know. That's why I said we'll talk about it when we come back.
We got more. I got to read a lot of comments that are on our YouTube page. While you're there, make sure you hit the like and subscribe button. Also, Facebook Live, like and follow, all at 101.7 The Truth. We got to take care of these bills. We'll come back to talk about more of this, like, what is going on in our community and what has to happen to make it change. We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
I'm the legendary Homer Blow. And if you're hungry for something fresh and delicious, get your favorites from Cousin Subs delivered straight to your door. From our freshly baked bread and hand-sliced meats and cheeses to our famous sides, crispy golden fries, Wisconsin cheese curds, or creamy mac and cheese, every meal is made to order and ready to enjoy. Ordering is quick and easy online or through the Cousins app. Whether it's a solo lunch, a family dinner, or a spread for the whole crew, let us bring it straight to you, fast and fresh. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Welcome back to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl, Bailey Coleman, right? Or you Bales, or which one are you right now?
Bailey.
Bailey. See? I'm trying to get it right. Order in the pronouncing of. So I leave it to her. You never know. You know what I'm saying? Does each one of those have its own personality?
No.
They're all still just you.
That's it.
We are one.
That's all.
Okay. But yeah, we're talking about it. And you got something on the Truth Talk text lines as we're talking about just this madness, you know, that is going on.
There's as I was discussing, there is an etiquette to this. For example, ladies, if you got a man at the crib and he's supposed to be your man, you can no longer call home family for help. You can't. I mean, financially. Mm. You can't call for the financials. You know, that's just not, you know. And if you're trying to put him out, just it's better to call, you know, maybe the police department and have him orderly kind of removed instead of involving your family. Because if you involve your family, it could become just, you know, a situation you don't want to have.
Bailey, you talking about grown, mature folks.
Well, I'm letting them know in case they didn't.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
No, I know exactly what you're saying.
And you don't want to call your brother in there, you know, because we all got brothers.
Yeah.
Not everybody, but we all got brothers of some type, right?
I'm on
one. You don't want to call them in to help assist in this. You want to, but let me also say this. This is a minority group. This is not everybody. Everybody not like this. Mm-hmm. Most women, most ladies know these things. You don't take care of a man, you know, like that. You're not supposed to. That's not how this whole thing is supposed to work, right? Mm-hmm. Now, y'all get married or whatever, and he wants you to be a stay-at-home mom, okay, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. Or you want him to be a stay-at-home dad and y'all get together. That's a whole nother thing, right? That's up to y'all. But in this particular scenario, if he don't, y'all ain't married, you're not supposed to, like, invite him in just because you want a man around. No. No. I'm telling you, that's not how this thing is supposed to work, ladies.
Absolutely.
You got to, if you already got kids, you should already know. You already got kids. Take care of your kids. Focus in on your children. And some of them may not be out here in these streets like they are, right? For those of you that don't know, I'm just dropping jewels. Jewels here for you. Focus in. Take care of your children.
Listen.
If you, you know, get with somebody, you get with a man or whatever, you also should not let your kids see all these men in and out of your house. Your kids technically should not meet these men, right, till you settle on one.
Yeah, teach. Okay.
Because guess what? Mm-hmm. It's a privilege to meet your children. Yes, right. That's what it's supposed to be.
We need a clip.
A privilege.
That says.
To meet your children.
Because the disruption that I'm trying to make. Bailey, the points that you make are all very valid points.
Well, I'm teaching.
I know.
I'm teaching for those that don't
Damn PWKs and Toys R Us adults don't give a damn about nothing you just said. This is not how they living.
This is my man.
But
let me give you another jewel. Y'all can take this if you want. I'm just trying to teach you. Don't mess your money up. You working. You doing your thing. You supporting your children. Don't mess your money up over a man now. He don't want you to go to work. Oh, well, I'm going to work. I got these children. Because at the end of the day, peep this. If something happened at your job and you mess up because of him, and then you lose funding for you and your kids, he gonna be like, well, what you mean you ain't got no more money? What you mean? Listen, I'm talking right to the camera. Yeah. Drop that zero. You need a hero. That's what you need to know.
Tell the truth,
you need somebody that's going to come to the table with what you got. And, you know, I mean, if he ain't got what you got, listen, if you got two legs at the table, he need to have the other two legs, okay? If you got the tabletop, he need to have all four legs to the table. Do you understand what I'm saying? Just jewels. Just a couple gems from me. Just saying. He don't have to have more, right? Some of you may want more, but listen, reality, he don't have to have more. But he needs to come to the table and have that pride as a man, if that's who you want. He need to understand that he need to be there to support you. You guys need to support each other. Okay?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to leave it there. I can't give you no more. Not today.
You know.
See, Al, hey, stop it. Al, hey, you see what Al wrote?
No, I didn't. Yep. But I'm going to tell you what. Xavier, did you have something you wanted to add to this? Because I'm gonna come back from our break. I know we got time, but I'm gonna come back with my rebuttal. I mean, it was it's no lies detected in what Bailey Coleman said. None.
I'm just dropping a few jewels.
That you dropping the truth. You're dropping the truth.
I'm just trying to give it to you.
In the morning. Xavier, our producer.
Try to help out a little bit.
Yep.
Some people got things a little, you know, because people can be very manipulating and manipulated.
Listen, Xavier, you go ahead with what you got to say, and then I'm sure Bailey may have something to say. But then turn the oven up to 400 degrees. Because when I come black.
You about to bake. You about to bake up in here.
Yeah, I'm about to make something happen. I'm about to make something happen. I'm going to give my viewpoint. And, yeah, the True Talk text lines are still open, 833-212-1017, but I'm going to give my viewpoints. But, Xavier, what did you have to add to the
I'm just confused what kind of people you're dealing with. Talking about, you don't are the man that they're dealing with, like, telling them not to go to work, does he have a job or what?
Probably not. I'm talking about the ones that Homer's referring to.
Oh, okay.
And probably he's insinuating that the men don't have a job.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm just
You
confused.
Want somebody. It's just like you wouldn't want to necessarily date somebody that, you know, don't have a gig, right? No job.
Oh, yeah. No.
You know.
I didn't even think that was an
A thing?
Yeah, I didn't think that was an
option. Yeah,
like,
you know,
dating a guy without a job and then he tells you not to go to your work.
Yeah.
So you can't
get
money.
Because, yeah.
I just don't understand. So you just be getting evicted out of your apartment? Or?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
You know, some people, evictions are nothing. But at the end of the day, that's why they have a hard time getting into the next place. They don't have that forethought sometimes.
Yeah.
And then they're running around trying to figure out, you know, once you get an eviction on you, people don't want to deal with you at all. Because that means you ain't paying nothing. Yeah. You ain't trying to pay a bill. Right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So that's the kind of the sad scenario that some people face when they don't realize, okay, I'm going to, you know, pay for this for him or pay for that. Or just not, you know, they may not even have a man but decide that they're not going to pay their bills or because they want to do something else. You know, they want to go to the show, you know, the concert. They want to buy some J's. They want to do whatever they want to do and they don't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there it is.
All right, portion of this next segment will be called Homer's Rant.
Here we go.
Back.
Here we go.
We got to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. The Truth will be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 the Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 the Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
At UW-Milwaukee, students don't have to wait until college to start building their future. Roar Ready lets students in K through 12th grade join in hands-on programs across campus, from science and tech to arts, sports, and more. Students try new things, meet new people, and build skills that matter. Get started today at uwm.edu/roarready. All right. Xavier. Let us begin what I shall call Homer's rant.
Here we go.
Is that two things playing? All right. Let me turn it up. Turn down for what? Listen. Okay. So here's what Bailey said is absolutely true. It's just that it was followed probably 20 years or more ago. In this day and age, you cannot even get some of these girls' and women's attention if you don't have what they call a cap. A cap is the fact that you have committed a homicide or been involved in a shooting. You're not interesting to them. They will move you in with their children before even introducing you to their children. All these things I'm saying are factual and can be proven every damn day. So although those things is what some of these girls and women should be practicing in this day and age, there is a mutation that I talk about a certain group of individuals. It's not the whole generation, but it's a certain group of individuals. These sisters will have a child, the ones that I am speaking of, by someone that they only know his street name. They don't even know his government name. They don't know if his family has a history of cancer. They don't know if high blood pressure, diabetes. They don't know. And then they drink while they're pregnant. They don't go to doctor's appointments. They don't take prenatal vitamins. They do none of these things. They rather do things that they can't afford. This is only for the group that I am speaking of. They do a lot of things that they know they can't afford. And then when we hear about they trying to evict me, now they go to social media and show a picture of them and their three children saying they try to put us out. I don't know why they would do that. And then you go and look up the eviction complaint, and it seems that they haven't paid their rent for 3 to 4 months. And the landlord has been quite lenient with them. And now they want you to find some of your resources to try to help them move forward. When they've shown a habitual reputation of not trying to be a responsible human. Just be responsible is all that Bailey is saying with her commentary. If you follow those rules, you would not land into this mutated generation in which I am speaking of. So if you are a responsible girl, young lady, middle-aged woman, grown woman, then these things are not the Cinderella slipper for you. You do not fit the shoe. But for those who do, for those who will take a case for they man, for those who will do this little, I'll say sugar honey iced tea. For those who do this thing, sugar honey iced tea, they are, you know, there's some women that know when to properly use this tea or whatever the thing it is. You know, it looks like a duck bill to me. But, you know, when y'all doing this, y'all know what it is. Bailey, what is that called? This little
clocking it.
Okay, clocking it. Okay, so go ahead.
Clock it.
We y'all clocking it. Y'all should be clocking into a job, and you should be respecting the customers that are coming there instead of having an argument with your baby daddy on the phone. So I'm just saying a lot of these situations, people are creating, they're making their bed. It used to be a saying that you make your bed, you're going to have to lie in it. And so you're making your bed and you're creating this image that makes people say you are not somebody that I'm going to invest in. I'm not going to try to help you with your Wii Energy bill only for you to get your taxes black and not pay anything towards your Wii Energy bill. You're not paying your budget. They done tried to work with you. We're going to put you on a budget and you ain't even keeping up with the budget plan. And then you want to talk about they turned me off again and I got kids. You knew that when you was trying to do some damn seafood boils for 20 people that you invited to your damn house. Them lamb chops that you messed up because you don't know how to properly cook game. And you just going to try to fry it or put it in the oven like it's a pork chop or something like that. That's not how it works. That's not how any of that works. I'm just trying to tell you, listen, there are some sisters out here that want to give you the proper etiquette, just like my sister Bailey Coleman was trying to give you the fair game. And y'all just threw that manual out. A lot of y'all threw that manual out. And so now, in this day and age, you better call your brother or your sister or your family over there, because this brother has a switch, and he's talking about killing the babies and killing you. And he got the gun out. And he on Facebook Live. And so in the day and age where it's like, don't call your family. In this day and age, yeah, you don't call your family, they're going to see you dead on Facebook. They're going to see you getting beat down on Facebook. And you're going to still be talking about, my man, leave him alone. Just like the girl that interjected when a grown-ass man on Fond du Lac got off of his motorcycle because he seen this 23-year-old doing domestic violence with the girl. As a man, he would stop at the light, got off his motorcycle, and like, hey. But the girl was protecting her abuser, wouldn't move out the way so he could get a grown-ass man ass-whooping. Some of these mutants need to get a grown-ass ass with them. So I'm just saying, please don't try to put this shoe on. Just go and put your flats on. Because if the shoe don't fit, please don't try to pick it up and put it on. But if the shoe fits, if you got a son or a daughter, a niece or a nephew, some grandkids, and you know damn well that this is the story of their life, and you trying to get them help, you're trying to get them resources, and they sugar honey iced tea on everything that you're trying to do for them. That's not how life works. You got to help us to help you. Bailey is trying to help you. Bailey is giving you game. Bailey is letting you know how you don't end up in situations like that. But unfortunately, some of those people think, they don't know what they talking about. They grown. It ain't like when you was coming up. Miss me with that.
Yep. Because you know what?
Yeah.
Homer. There it is. It may be. There you go. Now, see, benefit of watching on YouTube. Homer is taking a bow after his rants. Yes. There we go. There we go. Now, ladies, I'm not saying it's going to be easy to do all this, especially if you're accustomed to having a quote-unquote man around your house, right? Because that chair may be empty. But you know what? It'd be a pleasure for you to have some peace, right?
Mm-hmm.
And know that when you come home, if anybody ate up the food, it was your kids.
That's right.
And not somebody grown sitting on your couch spending your money and what have you. Now, this, again, small group of people. Stacy off the True Talk text line says, that's at 833-212-1017. He said, Bailey's thinking in a fantasy world. Ladies listening to this now saying, damn you, Bailey, as long as my dude using that dope money to pay the rent, buy groceries, H-E double hockey sticks, with what you talking, stick to radio, girl, and start a new show called Bailey in Wonderland. Now, you know, what you want to say, Homer?
Yeah, well, you know, listen, we are all allowed to give our truth and our opinions. And for Stacy, you know, I know you're giving your thoughts and commentary, but I think that you have to give credence, in my opinion, just like I did with my rant, with Homer's rant. I acknowledge that everything that Bailey was talking about is actual truth. Everything that Bailey was saying it needs to happen that way. It doesn't mean, in my opinion, that she's living in a fantasy world. She, again, was teaching. We always talk about, well, we don't know better, so how are we going to do better? So Bailey just gave a whole tutorial on what needs to happen, in my opinion. She gave a whole tutorial on what needs to happen.
I was just trying to help you out.
Right. So I gave my rant on, of course, what I know and see is happening now. So we need to get black to exactly what Bailey is talking about. So it's not to say that a person is living in Bailey's wonderland. It's the reality of, I would hope that if you have young girls, nieces or nephew, nieces or granddaughters, or some little girl cousins, that you would want somebody instilling what Bailey Coleman was saying into them, as opposed to trying to grow up being a baddie. So, because right now we've got people that really seriously think, the mutated part that I'm talking about, that think being a baddie is what it's about.
Well, let me say this too.
So, yeah.
My grandmother used to say that's the difference between being simply raised and being reared. Mm-hmm. Right.
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 That part.
You know, these are things that my mother taught me.
Absolutely.
And there are plenty of women out here right now teaching the very same thing.
Absolutely.
To their girls and their young men and their fathers, great fathers out here.
Yeah.
Teaching the right way to go to their young boys and young men.
Especially if we want to see the change.
Especially.
We got to show them what it looks like.
There are plenty of people. This is a small group of people, mm-hmm, that you may see, you know, out here sometimes, and plenty of them have jobs, but mm-hmm, you're, you know, in some of the ways that you may be doing with your kids or what have you, may not be the right thing, you know, may not be, but everybody walks a different way. I'm just trying to share what worked for me and my family,
mm-hmm,
in
mm-hmm
hopes that some other people may pick up on this.
That's
like
right.
Maggie. Maggie said, give me some more jewels. Put something on the table. That's right. Give me some more jewels. Shout out to Maggie. Because that's really how it's supposed to go. That's how this whole thing
right
is supposed
so
to be set
if
up.
If you don't have a blueprint, then you ain't going to know which way you headed.
Right.
So, again, we got to give the blueprint so we know what's damaged. The things that I gave in my rant, in my opinion, are the things that are damaged.
And you know what? There are plenty of people that are being positive and, you know the I'm just going off of my observations of some of the people that I've talked to. And when I talk to them one-on-one, I had that conversation with them. You know, it's supposed to be like this. Because a lot of ladies, in their mind, they know how it's supposed to be.
Right.
They just not going that way because it seems easier to go this way.
Right.
And what I'm telling you is, and what I'm sharing with everybody is, yeah, sometimes we have to go the road less traveled.
That's right.
You know.
Because that way you win
and
in the end.
In the end, because think about it. When you're taking on a man like that, an adult, that's another child,
mm-hmm,
that you're taking on. Oh, yeah, he may be coming to the table with some drug money.
Mm-hmm.
But does that mean that the police are going to be kicking in your door anytime?
Yeah.
Does that mean, you know, that's a whole peace situation. Mm-hmm. Does that mean crazy people are coming up to your house picking up their drugs,
mm-hmm,
and you got your kids there?
Yep.
And then what could happen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are those things? What are those factors that are, I mean, at some point you have to say enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would, you know. And no situation, no scenario is perfect. But at the same time, you know, you really have to look at, especially these days, who you're dealing with,
mm-hmm,
you know, and what's happening.
Real talk. We've got more of Truth in the Morning after we take care of some bills. I'm the legendary Home of Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
I will be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
I'm like, what? 1017, The Truth, Truth of the Morning, Bailey Coleman, and
the legendary Homer Blow.
Homer, you crazy.
We cooking. 400 degrees. Listen.
They mad. They mad this morning.
Listen, I'm just saying, like, you know, we can't talk about the fact that we need to do something, like actions. These are the calls to actions that are really, really needed, because talking about how desensitized so many people have become to seeing these videos, everybody going Facebook Live, where the video at? Like, some people.
Yeah.
And this is crazy, because this ends two ways. I've seen it in two ways.
Mm.
Some people will just be like, ah. They just shot and killed somebody. They literally just make a stat. They just shot and killed somebody by my house. And in the comments, some will be prayer hands. The others, the majority of them, mm-hmm. What do you think they ask? Where the video?
Blame World Star Hip Hop.
You know, listen.
That was really the first place you would see all of that.
World Star.
Yeah. And you had to scream World Star. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But someone gets their head cracked open after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been to a lot of crime scenes, unfortunately, and it never made me, and I knew about World Star and all of that. He was at some of the retreats that we would do as core DJs.
Mm-hmm.
And I never screamed out World Star to get, you know, I just don't do it. Listen, I do my online show, right? BlowRadio.com, keeping it real, the next level. One thing that I don't do is say, share this live. The only time you'll see me say, please share, if it's some of the community information that I'm putting out there, the information about the birthday party for the kids, the information about where you can go to get food, some of the resources that are available, then I'll make that post and then I'll say, please share. Or someone that is having something that has resources available for our community, I'll reshare it and say, please share. But like when I do my live, like I don't even wait till, you know, some people when they do a live, they end up saying, I'm going to wait till I get about 50 people on here or 100 people on here, and then I'm going to start. No. So soon as I hit go live and it shows that I'm live, you know, here we go. I'm going to do my exhale to Homer Blow. That's how it sound, Ray Nitty, just so you know. And maybe Shannon. But he did his part. He did it. But yeah, that's how it sound. And I go right into it. I do my intro of the show and all of that.
Mm.
And that's what I do. I'm not one that, you know, so it can be two people watching or it can be 2,000 people watching.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting ready to go. And it's go time.
Yeah.
I've started.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Those who haven't seen it, you got 30 days to go back and watch it. Since Facebook now, when you go live, they take the videos down after 30 days.
Oh, okay.
But you can download it and keep it yourself.
Okay.
But yeah, so they take it down. It used to just be up there forever and ever and ever.
Uh-huh.
But they said not on our servers.
Okay.
Especially since y'all didn't want the data center up there in Midtown. Where the hell are we going to store all this stuff? See how I played on that?
Yeah, that was a good play.
Yeah, so, I've just never gravitated to that. I'm not going to show, because I wouldn't want nobody showing my pain.
Right.
And it's unfortunate that you have to look at it, just like Sheila that called in, that in her worst time of need, instead of people calling 911 or trying to come out to see if they can help get you out of a mangled car and your children.
Yeah.
They film it. Oh, and this little baby in the black. You know what I'm saying? Like
you can't help get the baby out.
Yeah, they not doing it. They not doing it. You know, so it's so crazy with how these things are going, and it's not good. So we have to be able, you know me, I talk about, okay, we know what the problems are in this area. What are the solutions?
Right.
They hear me say it every morning.
Right.
Okay, yeah, we know the problem. Yes, we're going to talk about it. Yep. We got to talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay, but now what's the solution? So what is the solution? Do we all make Mark Zuckerberg have to go to the Capitol Hill or whatever to talk about him allowing these things being there? Are we going to really create that movement to say, look, y'all are messing our children and teenagers up because they're up here committing crimes and posting them on social media? They're filming dead people, and y'all not stopping it. But, you know, like I say, we can say one word. Oh, don't let Al get on there and just have a little rant. They'll probably try to block him for 90 days.
Listen, you got all that on there, and then you got people that go on there and may talk about the president or something like that.
Oh, you go.
And you go. You block.
Your whole account is
over. By the way, while we're here, let me tell my sister, hey, quit posting all that about him. We want to see the grandkids. Shout out to my sister. She knows who she is.
Mm-hmm.
Quit posting all that. Post your grandkids. That's what we tell her. Post your grandkids.
not really a city girl. Great morning, everybody. Let's see. Jess Bean Marie said, good morning. Thank you, Homer and Bailey, for speaking the truth this morning. Anita Nicole said, let them cook. Opener and closer goes to Bailey and Homer. Broke it down further. Not really a city girl said, people live in the dark and people live in the light. Our opinions on who's right or wrong are based on personal values and ethics mostly. Only God can judge. Keep dropping that knowledge. Yep. But I'm judging like a mug. I'm telling you, you know. And I thought we all supposed to be God-like anyway, those of us who believe in God. So I thought we are guys. That's why in New York, everybody be like, what's up, God? You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying. So I'm judging you. And if I could sit on a jury and be actually chosen, I'm always sent home day one, even before they start bringing people down, and be like, you're not going to be needed, Homer. You know, have a great one, Homer.
I'm not judging you. What I am telling you is,
I'm judging the hell out of you.
There's a better way.
I'm judging the hell out of you.
Do what you want to do, because you're going to do what you want
to
do.
You foul. You're going to go to prison if it's up to me.
But there's a better way, y'all.
There's a better way. If you don't do it, you're going to jail. I wish we had the death penalty.
And ladies, don't be taking no, don't take the rap for him. Don't do that. Yeah. Do not do that. That's the worst thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you got, no.
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
They're going to do it anyway. They're getting ready to cook him a seafood boil. Ladies.
Stop it.
Only cook him a seafood boil if you're in a domestic relationship, a violent relationship. Only cook him seafood when you know he's allergic to shellfish.
I prefer to have seafood the way I did my crab boil this past Sunday. Shout out to my homegirls, Megan and Zora. That we went and had our crab boil this past Sunday. So
final words.
You know, trust God, do good, and have a great day today. All right, y'all?
Learn some new recipes, ladies. Ain't no telling. You know, you may not have to worry about that much longer.
Goodness.
The views and opinions expressed are those of Homer Blow, the legendary Homer Blow. Up next, the award-winning Truth with Sherwin Hughes from 9 a.m. to noon, followed by Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon from noon to 2. And, of course, The Grapevine with Manon Sabir from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., their new times. And Tap In with Jasmine Tyler from 4 to 7. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for all the love and support. We'll be black tomorrow.